Russia could invade Ukraine in a matter of days. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Biden just said that.
We have reason to believe that they are engaged in a false flag operation to have an excuse to go in.
Russia did just respond to U.S. and NATO proposals to end the standoff.
I have not read it yet. I cannot comment on it.
Before leaving for Ohio, the president says he's still hoping for a diplomatic way out of this. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's about to address the U.N. Security Council after Russia kicked the deputy U.S. ambassador out of Moscow. The defense secretary's in Brussels for NATO talks. Fox's Simon Owen has more live.
Dave, Lloyd Austin says Russia is moving troops closer to Ukraine's borders and stocking up on blood supplies.
You know, I was a soldier myself not that long ago. And I know firsthand that you don't do these sort of things for no reason.
The defense secretary spoke after 2 days of talks with NATO allies.
And you certainly don't do them if you're getting ready to pack up and go home.
Russia says it is withdrawing some of its forces deployed near Ukraine. The U.S. says that's not true. Dave?
Simon, there's an Olympic update on Russian skater Kamila Valieva, who was allowed to keep competing despite a failed pre-Olympic drug test. Valieva fell and stumbled today, dropping from first place to fourth. So the favorite to win gold missed out on a medal. Another Russian took the top spot. There was also disappointment for the U.S.
For the third time at these Winter Games, American skier Michaela Schifrin registered a result of did not finish. She missed a gate in the slalom portion of the Alpine combined. She will leave Beijing without any individual medals.
Fox's Jared Max. And the American women's hockey team lost to Canada 3-2 in the gold medal game, settling for silver. Back to the president. He's now headed to Lorain, Ohio. It's out infrastructure and his stalled spending plan to help lower gas prices, while Republicans blame him for surging inflation, which is the top worry for Americans in a new Quinnipiac poll that has only 35% approving of the job the president is doing. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Well, there's a big sell-off going on Wall Street this morning. Fox's Lillian Wu updates stocks and the economy live here in New York.
Dave, much of that selling is over Russia-Ukraine anxieties, and it's pushed the benchmarks down about 1.25%. The Dow is off more than 420 points. NASDAQ down 167, and S&P 500 is down almost 60. Investors also mulling over the latest jobs and housing numbers. First-time jobless claims rose for the first time in a month to 248,000 claims last week. Continuing claims dipped slightly. Home builders started construction on fewer homes in January, but building permits for new constructions actually increased. Trading to the upside today, Cisco, Walmart, and energy companies. Dave?
Lillian, progressive Democrats keep urging President Biden to cancel student loan debts for millions of Americans to help boost the economy. That is happening for some who studied at for-profit colleges.
At least 1,800 DeVry University students will have nearly $72 million in federal student loans canceled by the Department of Education. Officials say between 2008 and 2015, DeVry advertised that 90% of its graduates found work in their field of study within 6 months, but only 58% actually did. Federal officials say the school knew about the discrepancy. The DeVry loans are part of the approvals by the Education Department to wipe out $415 million in debt for 16,000 borrowers who were former students at ITT Technical Institute's nursing program, the Minnesota School of Business, and Westwood College. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
There's a pullback in oil prices today, down nearly $2, back under $92 a barrel as gas rises another penny. AAA's national average for regular $3.52 a gallon. Cars that don't need gas under more scrutiny. The U.S. government investigating complaints Teslas can stop on roads for no apparent reason. This after other Tesla recalls for different problems. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.